What's up, beautiful people? Kirby Hossman here with a brand new DMJ one-on-one, trying to deliver you just a little bit more marketing joy. Now, what we're going to talk about today are five things that we see a lot of health and wellness programs missing, sort of five must-have for health and wellness programs if they really want to make an impact. And the goal here is to provide you value and to give you insight and some information to hopefully do whatever you're doing better. And if it is providing you value, please feel free to subscribe and rate the podcast or the video wherever you're watching it. So let's dive in today on health and wellness programs. Now, I sort of want to address the elephant in the room first in that, you know, I'm a marketing guy. And so I think one of the things you might be thinking about is, why are you talking about health and wellness programs? Well, a big piece of what we do is communications. Another piece of what we do is branded merch. And these are two areas that I find that we're getting pulled in when HR departments, wellness departments, safety departments are working on a program like this. These are a couple of the areas that they fail. And then we get pulled in to help, to assist, to try and make the program affect human behavior, which is the goal. And so that's why we have worked with a lot of organizations in this area. So that's where we've kind of created these five things that we see a few of these programs. Even if you have a program and it's going pretty well, most of them don't address all five of these. And so I want to talk about that. But before I do, I just want to say, if you don't have a health and wellness program and you are an organization of a certain size, then let me just tell you, I think sometimes we think this is all warm and fuzzy. I think there is a warm and fuzzy component to this. We want to improve our culture and we want people to feel good because people who feel good tend to be more productive. But there's a financial model as well, as many folks who do this end up getting better rates on their insurance and that sort of thing. But it actually goes above and beyond that. A Harvard study said that for every dollar that you spend on a health and wellness program, medical costs will fall by $3.27 for every dollar. In addition, absenteeism drops $2.73. So that's a 6-to-1 return on investment when it comes to creating a really powerful health and wellness program. So while there are plenty of touchy-feely sides to having a great health and wellness program, and I think that those can be really powerful and hard to measure, there's some parts of the program that really are pretty easy to measure as well. And so most organizations having some component of a health and wellness program can really make a ton of sense. And so I want to talk about five things that you should have if you're going to create a health and wellness plan that has staying power, that has impact on your workforce. So, and there are things that not every health and wellness plan has, even if you're working with another provider. So let's start. Number one, an enrollment plan. Look, when you are creating a health and wellness plan, yeah, you can force everybody to be a part of the program, but it doesn't mean they'll participate. And the fact of the matter is, you want people who are going to be engaged in the process. They're going to try and obviously get healthier, but they're going to try and improve themselves. And I think some sort of enrollment plan is important because it's one of the things that I say, education is forced. Learning is voluntary. And in order to learn, you got to want to learn. And so that's one of the reasons that I think that you need an enrollment plan to get people to sign up, but to be engaged in the process. So what's that look like? We call it the three E's. You want to create excitement, you want people to engage, and then ultimately you want people to enroll. So creating excitement is as simple as just saying, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we think it's going to impact people. Get people engaged. And I think getting those early adopters on so that to help you spread the message is a part of that. Engage is when you get people to begin to sign up and tell the story and kind of tell their friends. And then finally, the enrollment piece is you say enrollment as if they're signing up, but I think enrollment is saying, no, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it right so that we can really have an impact on the organization, but also have an impact on the individual. So having some sort of enrollment plan, that might be email scripts, that might be videos that from the CEO that say, hey, we're doing this and I'm going to be a part of it. And the HR team's going to be a part of it, but creating it like a marketing plan. I think a lot of organizations, when it comes to HR, will say, hey, we're putting this out here. We've sent everybody an email. And we, you know, once we've told everybody, we've told everybody. And this, just like other marketing messages, you have to hit it a bunch of times. It takes time for people to buy in because we're busy. We have other things to do in our lives. And if you don't have an enrollment plan, people won't enroll. Next up, a design plan. So a lot of organizations will just create some sort of campaign around it. And they're just going to use the logo that they already use, that is their company logo. And that's fine. You should be following your brand guidelines. You should be following your brand colors. But we sort of believe that creating some sort of design that matches those brand guidelines, but is unique to the health and wellness plan, can be really powerful. Why? Because it will help people enroll. It will help people self-identify as, hey, I've raised my hand, I'm doing this, and they can start to create accountability. They can start to identify other people who are going along this journey together. So you want it to match your brand guidelines. Obviously, that's really important to the marketing folks, and get their buy-in as well. But creating something that's unique to the program can really help with buy-in moving forward. So create a specific design for that health and wellness program. So many of the organizations we see, they don't have that. And so the t-shirt that they give for an employee fun day might look exactly like the same t-shirt as they give away when they get people to enroll in the health and wellness program. So we don't know who's doing what. I think there's value in differentiating that and kind of creating its own design. Number three, a merch plan. Look, one of the reasons that we got pulled in when this conversation started is usually like, hey, we're doing this thing. Hey, can you get us some cheap water bottles so that we can hand out to anybody who is a part of it? And what that led me to is I realized that it's a last minute thing, and friends don't let friends do bad merch. If you do inexpensive, ineffective merch, well, then it's not going to help affect human behavior that drives people to be a part of the program. Now, it doesn't mean you have to break the bank on the merch. It just means you have to do quality. You have to do things that will actually make me want to be a part of it. And when you do that, not only can you get more people to sign up for the program, which obviously is one of the goals, but you can also get people to enroll along the journey. We're working on a program right now where they do a drop at the very beginning, then a month in, then another month in, they get a new release of different cool merch each month. So not only does it affect people signing up, but it affects people staying on, or as is inevitable, you're going to get off track. It'll get them back on track and give them something to look forward to as they do the work. But you have to have a plan for that. Don't just randomly grab things. Create a plan in advance of the program. I believe you order it all in advance of it so that you don't have to stress about getting it in. You just have it there so you can deliver it. Creating a plan around merch will really ultimately help the effectiveness of your health and wellness plan. Number four, a communication plan. I actually think this is one of the most important pieces because the people who are running a health and wellness plan, as a rule, you know, you might be the HR person, the safety person, whatever, you know, it is not your primary objective as you come in for the day to inspire or motivate or communicate with the people who are part of this. So having a plan in place where there's some sort of communication plan, whether it be daily or weekly or every couple of days, a plan in place where you can get to the people who are participating in the program via email or text or a company app, something that you can kind of inspire people, remind people on the journey, educate them about what they're trying to do, can be really powerful in taking them down the road. And one of the other trends kind of going outside of this that we're seeing is it's not just about fitness. It's not just about six-pack abs. It's not just about weight loss. Mental health component of this should be a part of this communication plan. So number four is a communication plan. And then finally, some sort of exercise plan, some sort of exercise information, something that gives people the ability to, okay, I'm good. This is how I'm going to dive into meditation. Here is how I can do yoga. A plan where they can do workouts at their workstation so that they can feel like they can get motion in, even if they're working long hours or they're in a sedentary position. So providing information to the people who participate in the health and wellness program that gives them the ability to take control of their fitness, their mental health, and do exercise in a way that they feel like is attainable can be really powerful. So even though I'm seeing a lot of health and wellness programs out there, most of the wellness programs I see out there do not have all five of those components. They might have a little bit here, a little bit there, but five must-haves, five of them that can really make a difference in the impact that your health and wellness plan is going to have. So I hope this has provided you just a little bit of value. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to expand upon any of these. And if you are enjoying these, if you are getting value of these, please feel free to share it with somebody who might get some value out of it. Subscribe to the channel, rate the podcast, and we will keep them coming. Have a great day, everybody.